Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, hello, darlings. In today's segment, we are going to talk about pivoting and protecting ourselves in today's world. We know there's a lot going on in the world, but we're going to look at three areas that I want you to pay attention to. Number one is yourself, okay? How to take care of you in today's world. And I'm going to speak to the current things going on in the world as far as that goes. And then number two, your family, your bubble. How are you going to take care of them during this crazy shift we're going through? And then number three, going out further, being a light and supporting others in today's world. We are going through a major shift. I know I keep saying this, and I'm going to continue to remind us because so many people, you guys, I cannot imagine how I would be doing if I didn't realize that this was a spiritual shift that we were going through and a major energetic and powerful shift on planet Earth. If I just thought it was what the news is saying, I think I would be terrified right now if I didn't realize these things going on in the world, right? And so it's going to take some time. This major shift that we are in, it's going to take some time. And we're going to need to hold the line, stay focused, keep ourselves as balanced as possible, right? So today, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to you about some things when we talk about those three people. First ourselves, then our bubble, and then being a light on planet Earth, right? So our job during this major shift is really important. Our job is to create joy, peace, laughter, love, and heaven on earth within our four walls, regardless of what's happening out there. Regardless of the shit show happening in DC or in another country or wherever, I want to talk about something really important that is going on right now. I am a keen observer. And when I hear or see a pattern happening in human behavior, I always ask, why? Why is this happening? So this year, over the past year and a half, I have seen an influx of men and children in my practice. Why? Why is that? Why are men specifically and children, more so teens, right? Like early teens, why are they having such a hard time at this time on Earth? I keep hearing that the suicide rate is skyrocketing and going so high. I'm always going to ask, why? What is happening? If we don't ask why, then what's the point in even talking about it? We have to step back and go, why? What is happening? Why are these things changing? Or why are people having such a hard time? And then what can we do about it? Yes, things can feel heavy in the world, but guess what? The beauty of planet Earth is it is a planet of free will. Even though our free will is trying to be taken from us in different ways, it won't happen. We are on a planet of free will. The first person that we're responsible for taking care of is ourselves. It's the analogy of the oxygen mask. I just flew on a plane a couple weeks ago, and they still are doing that. Put your mask on yourself. They always have to tell you that, because if you pass out, what good are you to anyone else, right? So if you're a wreck, if you're sick, or if you're in fear, you will not be able to guide anyone through this time. So ways to check yourself. Number one, where's your emotions? This is really key. We always have to start here. We get to create. We get to choose what we listen to, what we talk about, who we hang out with. And guess what? We even get to choose who we follow on social media. I've heard so many people say that they had to get off social media because it was just so negative or it was just so overwhelming. But you get to choose. If it's overwhelming, there's this magical, these two magical buttons. It's follow and unfollow. So I'm here to remind you, you get to choose who you follow and who you unfollow. I mean, if you don't want to be on social media, totally cool. I get it. That's great. No worries. But if you want to just clean up your page, do it. You have that power to choose. And all of these ways that we can take care of ourselves by putting the oxygen mask on ourselves, they happen in layers. And sometimes we don't even realize. It's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that was affecting me. And so I want you to pay attention to how things are affecting you and protect yourself. Put that oxygen mask on yourself. And one of those ways is what's on your page on social media and who's on your page. You can love someone dearly, but they can be a very negative person or they can be saying things that you aren't aligned with and you can just mute them, or you don't have to unfriend them or cause a big fight or tell them you're unfriending them. You can just take them out of your viewpoint. I had this guy reach out to me recently, and I'm not here to fight with anyone, but I'm here to be strong enough to speak my truth. And he reached out to me and he said, hey, Jen, I want you to use your strong platform to tell people this. And he wanted me to use my platform to be in line with the way he thinks. And we are not on the same page at all, me and this guy. Okay. And so I didn't say anything back. I just was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And I just kind of ignored that. And then he reached out to me again and he saw that I posted something that he didn't agree with. And he said that I was hurting people and that he didn't agree with me and that I was wrong and all of these things. Like he said that I was on the wrong side of history and very aggressive message. And so I had a choice. I could either allow him to keep messaging me or I could respond to him and, you know, argue with him, or I could do what he wanted me to do, or I could just cut that line of communication off and put the oxygen mask on myself and go about my business. And so that's what I chose. We get to choose, right? Pay attention to who is it you're following on social media. If you have people that are being disrespectful on your threads, or they're saying things that you don't want to be a part of, then just simply remove them and then go about your business. And you don't have to go tell everybody about it, or, you know, post about it and tell everybody that this person did this or that, and then breathe life into that energy of resistance. You just protect yourself and then you go about your business. We're here to be strong enough to stand in our power, speak truth, and be loved. We must do this for whatever we would expect our children to do. It's so funny because there's so many times, you know, I'll be talking to someone in my sessions with them and they just allow so much abuse, right? Whether it's in their intimate relationships or with friends or their extended family or whoever in their life. And I oftentimes ask them this question: what would you tell your child to do? What would your advice to your child be? If their friend was treating them this way, or if their boyfriend or girlfriend was treating them this way, what would you tell them? And they say, well, I would tell them to not allow that in their life, or to not bring those people into their life, or not keep them in their life. And so it's a big aha moment for us when we ask ourselves that question, you know, what would we ask our kids to do, or what would our advice be to our children? Okay. So that's what I want you to think about right now, is protecting your energy like you would protect your child, okay? The second thing, besides our mental, our emotional, our awareness, where our energy is, our physical health, right? I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this one, but get out, move your body, move this energy through us, because this energy can be super intense. And if we're sedentary, we got to move that through us, move it. Whether it's just a walk in the park, or something more intense, just move that. Or yoga, move, stretch, get that energy moving through us right now so that we can nourish and take care of our body, right? Eat nutrients and get out in nature. Number two, your tier one, I want you to focus on. Now, if you don't know what the tier one is, I'm going to show you really quick. This is what I call our balance wheel. I want you to get out a pen and paper if you haven't done this yet. And I want you to do this exercise right now. Your tier one, you're going to draw three circles. So you've got tier one in the center, and then the next circle is tier two, and then the outside circle is tier three. Tier one, the one in the center, these are your core people in life. This is only going to be a small handful, like five or less people, unless you have six kids, then you're going to have more than that, right? I don't want you to choose your favorite children here, right? You put all of your babies in there, and your if you plan on staying married, I would suggest you put your spouse in there. I have seen people fill this out, and she put herself and her kids and her sister in there. And I was like, well, what about your husband? And she was like, oh yeah, I guess I should put him in here too. And I was like, you might not stay married for very long. But if you want your relationship, your intimate partnership to be good, then that person needs to be in there as well. But you're going to put your core bubble in tier one. Okay. These are people that if you don't know what's going on with them, if your energies are not connected with them, then you're not okay. It's like you feel dispersed, you feel fragmented, like something's off. I have a certain amount of time that can go by before me not having a conversation or a FaceTime with my two children that are grown and moved out of the house. It's like, hey, call me back. What's going on with you? I need to know. I need to, you know, connect our energies here because mama needs to know what's up, right? So we have that, and that's in our tier one. Okay. So then the tier two, these are other people that you really care for, but they don't need your daily attention. Often this is where your parents, your friends, your siblings are placed in this. And then there's tier three. And you don't have to write every single person's name. You could just write siblings, or, I mean, for me, I've got eight siblings, so I would probably not write out all their names. But in tier three, these are people that, of course, you care for, but it's like, I'll see you when I see you. These could be neighbors or coworkers or, you know, other friends. But that is your balance wheel, okay? And the reason I call it your balance wheel is because once you fill this out, I want you to kind of step back and look at it. And then I want you to say, where am I spending most of my focus, my time, my energy? And it's a big aha for us. Many times when people are feeling off, when they're feeling like, gosh, I just feel like not balanced, or I feel just not okay, many times it's because they're spending way more energy and focus in their tier two and tier three and not enough in their tier one. Sometimes it can be the other way though. Let's say a mom, a stay-at-home mom with a little baby who has had no time out with her girlfriends, and she just needs some time out and some adult time, and she's spending all of her time in tier one. But look at this. And it can be a big aha for people to go, wait a minute, where am I spending my time, my energy, and my focus? And I don't just mean physically, okay? So if you're like, I work from home, I'm home all the time, or I'm, you know, I'm with my kids, but you're with them and you're focused on social media or the news or your emails or whatever, and you haven't actually turned your face and your time and your attention and your words with connecting with your family and your tier one, that matters too. So this is a really, really key indicator as to where you're at and how you're feeling. And this is an anchor. So you can anchor yourself back in that tier one and get centered, okay? But when I talk about protecting our tier one, this is what I'm going to, okay? Specifically, this number two is where I want to go to when I was talking about me observing what's happening with people as far as children and men and them having a hard time right now during this transition that we're going through. We must protect our tier one. Not only us doing this for our partner, but them doing it for us. My husband keeps putting me in check. I definitely have an activist heart. I can get riled up. I know that about myself. But if he sees me getting too riled up, he'll pull me back. And he'll be like, hey, look at me. Where's your mind right now? What's going on? And I can be, you know, pounding the table about something going on out there. And he can go, honey, this doesn't apply to us. Okay. We're in our own world. Come back. And I appreciate that so much because I do believe that it's important for us to see things going on, but then we got to come back and we got to stand in our power. We have to be strong. You know, so many times we can feel like we want the whole world to be like happy or, you know, all of our friends and all of our family, we can be so concerned about where they're at in the world. But another layer to that is everyone's on their evolutionary journey and we're all at different places in our consciousness. When we understand that, it's like, it's okay. That's where they're at, you know? So we don't have to take responsibility for everybody else's feelings and drama. But let's specifically talk about our kids. Pay attention to what they can hear. Do you have CNN or Fox on? I remember before all of this stuff happened, before 2020, I was in a nail salon and I've been hyper aware of the news and the messaging for many years. But I was at a nail salon and I go to the nail salon, that's me time. That's for me to be able to, you know, sit down, have somebody help me with something. And I'm not working at that point, right? I'm kind of checking out. I can read a book while I'm getting a pedicure, or I can sit there and say my affirmations, or I can do nothing and just zone out, right? I can get on social media and scroll. It's me time. I cannot stand when a nail salon has the news on their TV, because that is the opposite of what I feel like the vibration and the energy of a salon should be. It should be nourishing and relaxing and zen, right? And so I was in this nail salon and they had the news on. And all of a sudden the local news comes on and they start talking about these local stabbing. And it was literally like a horror flick, the story. Of course, they don't have like the graphic images, but the things that they were saying, and it's also supposedly reality, right? And there's this child sitting there that was just staring at the TV. And I remember, and the mom's just right there and she's staring at the TV. And I remember just thinking, like, turn that off. Don't let that child see that. They don't need to have that dumped on their shoulders. They don't need it. You know, it's not doing them any good, any value. It's actually putting stuff on their shoulders to be more afraid of this world that we live in, right? And so just being aware of what in your four walls is happening, okay? When we go out there, when I go to the nail salon, I mean, I can make a suggestion, but I didn't say anything. I just was like, wow, this is, you know, not cool. But within our four walls, we have so much power. We have so much power. I just got back from Tahoe and there's bears everywhere in Tahoe. That's like the theme. You don't actually see the physical bears, although everybody knows that they are there. Some people have seen them, of course, but you see statues of bears all the time. You see signs that say bear crossing and there's just bears everywhere. And it really made me think a lot about mama and papa bears right now, because that's really, you know, where we're at as far as our world goes. And, you know, we need to rise up right now and be that protector for our family. You know, children feel deeply. And when I look at why have children had such a hard time this last year, I think there's many factors to it. And I think that, of course, everything is individual, but we live right next to a park, okay? And for a while, they had this caution tape taped around the entire playground. And so kids could go to the park, but they couldn't get on the playground. I could observe so many children. They would go to the park and they would have masks on. And if they got too close to kids, I would observe parents going, no, 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 you can't get too close. There's a girl that lives in our neighborhood and she's friends with my kids and her parents, whenever she came out, if she got too close to our kids, then her parents would come yelling at her and make her come back in the house, right? I remember just thinking like, how scary for kids. How scary to think, oh, I can't touch the playground and I can't be close to my friends. And like, that's a lot of fear that these children have been submersed in. And so whether people agree with that or not, I don't agree with it. I feel like choosing faith over fear is the way I choose to live during all of this, even though there are a lot of crazy, scary things in the world. But this last year, if kids would come over and I could tell immediately how much fear their parents were in, like that. And I'm sure that a lot of you could do the same thing, right? I could tell by, you know, one conversation of like, oh, okay, I can see where they're at in all of this, even now, but specifically last year. And I believe that, you know, we're possibly going into more shenanigans this next season, which is, you know, hang on. But if I saw parents in fear, I would immediately go, okay, we're not kicking it with you. Because I'm like, I'm not sending my kid over there to your place. And like, we'll hang out today, but we're not doing this again. Because if these parents are in a lot of fear, then my job is not to, you know, have my kids hang out with their kids. It's to protect them, my kids' emotions as much as I can. And what I mean by that is like, if my children are in their care and they start telling my kids about things going on in the world that are scary, that I don't agree with, that I think that I choose for us to focus on health and faith and all of these other things, I don't want to send them into that so that they come home and they're like, they've had these things implanted in their mind. It's the same reason I've never sent my children to church. If we don't attend that church, I'm not sending my children to go and listen to whatever doctrine that I'm not sure what they're going to say and have that put into their minds, because some of it I believe is scary and I believe that it can really mess with their minds. And so at the end of the day, I mean, can we choose everything our kids hear? No, absolutely not. But we can do as much as we can. And if people are living in fear, then they're not kicking it with them, right? I remember the most extreme I saw last year was this little girl came over to play with my daughter. They had a play date. Well, when she got here, the parents let us know that they couldn't come inside and they could just play outside. And so it was like, okay, well, we'll play outside then. And then the mom sent me a list of things, of protocols that she wanted. She said, I'm sorry to do this. I could tell she kind of felt like a little shame about it. She's like, but this is kind of how we're doing things right now. So I'm going to send you this list of things that are kind of what we're doing right now. And so I was like, okay. And so I'm reading all the rules that I have to abide by while she's gone, right? And then as we're outside, it started raining. And I'm like, the girls are out in the park here and they're making slime. Starts raining. I can't bring this daughter, this child into my house. So we just went under the pavilion and we waited until her mom got here, but we never hung out again. Because to me, I'm like, we're just not on the same page and we're not doing this. So we have to be strong enough to see what is going on, but stay calm and then make things feel as normal and joyful for your family as possible. You can do this. You are a warrior. And you know, saying all of these things like, okay, first keep yourself calm, stay calm, see what's going on out there, but then bring yourself back. We're in a dance right now and we are strong and we were born for this. We came here at this time on planet Earth to be here during this great shift. And so it can sound overwhelming, but this is what we were all born for, and we can do this because we are strong, right? And we have found community together. But it is like looking at what's happening out there, rein it in. If you notice, okay, my mind's been too much on what's going on out there. And there's a lot of really exciting things going on out there right now too, that are super cool and super exciting. We are going through this major shift in like in technology and major advances, and the power is really being brought to the people. And that's exciting. It's super exciting. So when you catch yourself looking too much, if you're like, okay, I'm feeling a little down, I got to turn on this YouTube channel that I know I feel excited once I listen to this YouTube channel. Or for me, I love looking at the financial world right now and what's happening in our financial world. You can look at things that are scary, really scary about the financial world. There's one whole belief system that at the end of this, we'll own nothing. Have you guys heard that? You'll own nothing and be happy. I don't know if you've heard that, but that's one belief system, which I totally don't believe that. Or there's a whole another belief system that it's like, we are at this window of opportunity where I believe that many, many millionaires are going to be made over the next, you know, 5-10 years. And there's going to be a big change of wiping out those middlemen. So it's like when you've got these major banks and 1% of elites that have so much money, and things are shifting. People are getting their power that they've never had before. Like when we talk about decentralized finance, that is taking out that middleman and bringing the power to the people, where you're not going to be enslaved by banks anymore, where you're going to be just at the mercy of them taking care of your finances. Like things are changing so much. So when you catch yourself feeling like, oh, I'm feeling a little nervous right now, shift it. And you have to be the master of your own ship. But then from there with your children, okay? Taking care of them, watching them, if they're feeling down, pay attention to that and pull them back. Tickle their toes. What do you have to do, right? Take them out of their seriousness, because we are that umbrella. And if children are really sad or scared of what's going on in the world right now, there's one place I go to, one place, and that is the mom and the dad. What is going on with them? If your kids are scared, then where's the mom and dad's energy been? What have they been allowing in the home? Who have they been hanging out with? Maybe even being at school. You know, depending on what are the protocols at school. Last year, when we looked at the protocols at our kids' school, I know it wasn't the same everywhere, but at our children's school, they had dividers at the desk. They were in this like little plastic bubble, which they didn't go to, but this is what they would have been in, right? And they, of course, had to wear masks every day. They didn't eat lunch in the lunchroom. They were literally like in their classroom all day. It didn't sound fun. It sounded like hell to me. And I'm like, I wouldn't want that. And so being submersed in that for 30 plus hours a week, that is going to affect their energy. And so we decided not to do that because we were able to. If we weren't able to, that would be a different story. We were able to make that choice. Was it the easy choice? No, it wasn't easy by any means, but it felt like the right choice for us. The number three, being a beacon of light for the world. Truth. I believe like speaking your truth and being a beacon of light for the world, not getting up in people's faces. But let's say you're talking to someone and you have that gift of discernment and you can feel that you're really afraid, but they're open. You can feel it. You can say, hey, you don't have to be afraid. It's okay. Doesn't mean you have to go into, you know, some political war with them and fight about things, but just giving them those seeds of truth can be really, really helpful and a beacon of light for them. I went to get a pedicure a couple weeks ago. I was in Coos Bay. It was quite the experience. Oregon is a whole nother place. There are multiple nail salons. They're all closed. Like still, they're all closed. I finally found one that was open, and there was this sweet Vietnamese lady who owns it named Rosie. It's Rosie's place. That's what she called Rosie's nails. And I was getting a pedicure by her. She said, "Do you care if I pull my mask down?" And I said, "No, you know what? Please, please pull your mask down. This little old lady, she's working all day." And she said, "You know, so many people are so afraid." And she says, "It's so hard because I don't want people to be in fear." And I said, "You know what? I agree with you." We got to talking on this conversation and I could feel her relief that she had someone that felt like she could talk to. And she said, "You know, you're the only one that I've had this conversation with." And I said, "The only one?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "People are so afraid." So being that beacon of light, at the end of my pedicure, we hugged. Rosie and I hugged. And we weren't afraid to hug. It was a really beautiful moment. But, you know, having those conversations in random places and being able to connect with people in random, unexpected places and being that beacon of light for people is really, really a beautiful thing. Find your community, like-minded people, break bread, play games, tell stories, laugh, love, and support each other during this historical shift. We're going to remember this, okay? We will. But above all, I want you to remember that you, me, all of our children, all of us chose to be here at this time. I believe that our world will be better in the end. It'll be better than we've ever seen. That through this breakdown, we will be rebuilding our communities where we look out for each other and share. I believe that the fact that we are powerful creators will become common knowledge. This won't be something woo-woo that people are like, "What? That's weird. I've never heard that before." This will be common knowledge for us. I believe that our schools will be completely revamped. We will teach our children about their spiritual powers, meditation, gardening, and how to love one another. Imagine that. I believe that our healthcare system will be truly healthcare, filled with looking at the body as a whole, supporting our health through our energy work and nourishment and nature and many new advancements. I believe that humans will up-level their consciousness through this time. Ultimately, we will be remembering what matters most in life, and that's love. All right, everyone, have a fabulous week, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining.